This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning? At least it's not raining.
I don't know if I'm starting off a great day, but we're moving, so that's one silver lining. I was feeling really stuffy yesterday, and my sinuses were bothering me. I thought it was from, you know, time spent in the truck with the AC on that tends to bother me. And it kind of happened to me last weekend, too, after going to Seneca Allegheny. And then the next day I felt sinusy. Well, I was feeling that yesterday after the weekend, so I thought, okay, that's probably the same thing. We were on the road a little bit over the weekend, and I don't know. I didn't sleep very well. And I leave the house, and I'm thinking, okay, I could use a cup of coffee. I don't want to spend Tim Hortons prices. I'm going to go to Crosby's. They had a cup of coffee from there the other day that was really good. I went in there. I put the lid on. I went to the counter to check out. I went to grab my coffee, and the lid popped off, and it splashed all over my wrist and arm. And I can tell you, their coffee was hot this morning. She was nice enough to, you know, help clean it up and then let me top it off for free. yeah, hopefully that's not the trend for the day. But all in all, I'm moving, so I guess we're good. How are things with you?
Well, I'd have to say that my day is probably starting off a little bit better than yours. I haven't spilled anything yet. But yeah, I had a pretty good night's sleep last night. Feeling pretty good this morning. So it's not raining. I'm looking forward to that. I've got some things I'd like to take care of today outside. And hopefully it'll be a good day. Probably going to go see the grandkids at around lunchtime, since it's their, the three of the oldest ones, it's their last half day. So we're going to go and have lunch and celebrate schools out.
I was going to say in the younger grades, the baby grades, but really any school grade, when you have those half days or even full days, partial weeks, like exam weeks in that, or Superintendent's Day, man, those feel like quite a gift, and they're pretty big deals.
Yeah, I just remember the last week of school. We ended up having two or three half days, and usually the weather was really nice then. We would get out and have the afternoon off, or you know, part of the morning and the afternoon. Oh, it was great. Love those half days. Yeah, any day off from school was good. But yeah, half days seem to be extra special in a way. I don't know why.
Even though it's not by your design, it's by the school's design, you still feel like you're cheating, not cheating the system, but you are, you've got something up on the system, and you're taking the win. And it kind of is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because you were kind of getting something from the system. So yeah, that makes total sense. How are the plans coming for field day?
I didn't get a chance to talk to Ross yesterday. I think he was on PTO. He was not at work yesterday. Hopefully everything is okay there. Maybe he's checking in here in a minute. As far as I know, we are still on track for meeting up at the Alden substation. I think he was going to talk to Matt, or had already talked to Matt. I talked to Larry. Larry said he was actually very interested in joining us. And, we'll take it from there. But I thought we were planning somewhere after 2 o'clock, which would make sense. But I just need final confirmation from Ross.
Oh, that all sounds good. I've definitely got it marked on my calendar. I'm looking forward to it. ready to come out and do some on the air stuff.
One thing we will have to decide on is, are we using mixed call signs or are we using one common call sign?
That's a good question. That brings up the question, am I going to need some sort of logging software, or are we just going to do it on pencil and paper and go from there?
We have historically just logged on paper, but I have no problem with bringing a laptop if we want to log, especially if you want to have those logs in your permanent record, you know, if you will, in your logbook, whether it's QRZ's logbook or Logbook of the World. Most of the logging software allows you to download or export the list, which you can then upload. So long as you at least have the call sign, time, and the band that you're on, so whether you're on 20 meters, 40 meters, I think for confirmation through QRZ, I think you need to at least match the time within a half hour, the band, and obviously the call sign. The signal reports and the exact frequencies I don't think are necessary. Even on field day, a lot of it's just call sign, class, and section, call sign, class, and section. But if you're recording the time and, again, the band, I think you'll get credit for that when you upload it.
Okay. I think for right now, I think pencil and paper would work just fine. I just wanted to make sure that if I use my call sign, that I do the proper protocol for what I need to be doing.
I can bring my laptop with software on there to log. Maybe we log this year and upload our contacts. At least just so we have them in the log, so we can see where we connected to. So I'm sure you'll want to use your call sign, absolutely. Let's plan for that.
Okay, I can bring my laptop as well. Make sure it's fully charged, of course. Then the only thing is I'd like to, because I know that you guys have the equipment, and Ross is getting permission from the fire department, I'd like to bring, you know, sustenance for us.
Open to anything, for the most part, I don't know what he has for, as far as a refrigerator or anything for cold drinks. I know that's something I like to have when I'm there. Especially if I'm talking a lot, I like to have, like an iced coffee or something to sip on. So I'll probably bring, a couple cans of soda or something, and I can bring a few drinks. But other sustenance, I'm open to anything. And it looks like Jeff might be on here, so I want to maybe pause and ask him if he played around with that logging software that was recommended for their field day over there.
PC2NVM, good morning. It was N1MM logging software. I didn't see anywhere I needed to pay a subscription or pay for anything. And I loaded it, but I haven't had a chance to play with it. I was going to wait till Thursday to really dive into it with the club and have someone there maybe show me a thing or two. Because I figured I'll bring my radio and the computer and see if they can talk to each other, even though they don't have the X6100 listed in the list. They have the G90 or the listed, but they don't have mine, of course.
Well, Brad, N1MM, and I think I downloaded that same one as well recently. And we can maybe between now and then check out that software. I should probably find Larry today. Not that I necessarily need it, but he has one of my manual tuners. And each of my two stations have auto tuners in there, but if we want the manual tuner experience, I should probably ask him to bring one of those back.
Jeff, that software, the N1 whatever, that's the software that Steve is recommending from the club, correct?
Yes, it is. I'm going to be going to Steve's house because there's going to be at least one, if not two, Zygu 6100s there. So I want to get some experience from somebody who knows what buttons to push, what settings to have, and rather than read the manual, I'd rather have someone just show me.
Oh, I can understand that. It's, you know, when you actually see it, when you're doing it, it, for me anyways, it seems to stick better.
Yes, exactly. We just had an ambulance go by. They really had to pull over.
I haven't looked into that logging software at all. I'll have to do that today, today or tomorrow, and see what's going on so I can understand what people are saying when they're talking about it.
Yeah, Steve sent out that email, and it was like everybody had to have a Windows machine running this software, and it was kind of pointed at Joe, the vice president, because he's a computer nerd who's a Linux guy who works out of virtual boxes and virtual machines, and Steve was like, pretty much everything except for, hey, Joe, this is what you have to do. But Joe has a dedicated Windows machine just for logging ham stuff.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. I think he also does the, on the W2SO InfoNet on Monday nights, he does the celebrity call sign if I've got my people straight.
Joe's, like, I think taller than me and all tatted up, and he's a firefighter. So he's been out doing his EMT classes, so he hasn't been around much in the last 4 months.
Okay. I think I have a different person in mind. Must be a different Joe. Okay. That makes sense.
Sneaking in here, guys, this is 873s. Hopefully Ross will be in here soon and add some more to the planning. This is K2PCB. Have a good morning. I'm clear.
73s, I'll do the same. KC2NVM, clear. Brad, we'll talk to you later.
You both have a great day. Enjoy the work. And Jeff, I'll see you tonight. And Travis, I'll talk to you tomorrow. 73s to you both. This is KE2GDQ, standing by. KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. Are you out there?